Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And I want to talk to you about another poll that we took recently. And this one is about the electorate. We asked you this last week about the political leanings of the electric and the electorate, and the options that you have was around whether the electorate is leaning left. Is the American electorate leaning as a group? Is it leaning left? Is that midpoint? Is that midpoint of the electorate going to the left of center overall? And whether that's good or bad? That's what we ask. Well, 3/4 of you think that the electorate is more liberal and less conservative than it has been in the past. And that's including those who aren't happy about the trend. That's right. Some of you said, I think it's moving left and it's a good thing. Some of you said, many of you said, I think it's moving left and I don't think that's a good thing. And so I believe that there are three reasons why you're feeling this way, and why it may actually be the case. I fear, as a conservative, and I don't mind telling you that, I'm certainly a fiscal conservative. I believe in the Constitution. I believe in free trade. I believe in smaller government. I believe in lower taxes. I believe regulation should be sunset after 5 years. And if they're renewed, it's because we voted on them again, and they still bear having. I'm not against regulations. I'm against regulations that put people out of business for no reason. But I think there are three reasons why more people are leaning left than they have in the past. One is the demographics of America has been shifting. Perhaps for the first time in history. And this has been predicted. We've known this was happening for a long time. The non-white critical mass is coming to pass, where white America, as a group, is becoming a much smaller part of the population. I think white America still has a majority of people, but because minorities, what we used to call minorities, and I guess they still are, but in the aggregate, they're becoming the majority, right? Minorities typically are more left leaning than the white American sector. So that's one thing I think is happening. The second thing I think is happening is the concerted and quite successful effort by the Obama administration to get as many Americans beholden to the government by taking some kind of financial assistance from one or more of the many forms of welfare, converting unemployed people to disability, and other options like that. In the last 7 years, probably millions of unemployed people were basically given disability when I'm not sure all of them were really disabled, but they certainly were unemployed. I know a lot of people have been given financial maybe could be looking for a job right now. But as of today, and this is the scary part, folks, whether regardless of why. Now, over half of Americans receive some financial benefit from the government, from a government program. And I'm not saying that government programs to helping people that need help are not good, because I don't feel that way. I'm all for a safety net. But when we do it for political reasons, for cynical political reasons to promote one party or another, regardless of who is doing it, I think that's wrong. I don't think it's good for the health, the overall health, and the longevity of our country. The third thing is the millennials. Generation Y is now more than 80 million strong, and this year, all of them will be able to vote. Whether they vote or not is another story, but they will be old enough to vote. It's long been an article of faith that generations that are more liberal when they're young. Winston Churchill is supposed to have said, if you're not a liberal when you're 20, you don't have a heart, and if you are not a conservative by the time you're 40, you don't have a brain. So I think we know that young people are more likely to be liberal. They're a little more starry-eyed, you know, a little rose-colored glasses, that kind of thing. They don't really quite know a lot of times how things come together, what it costs to create whatever it is that they're interested in. And since this is the biggest generation, Gen Y, America has ever produced, if more of them are leaning left, as generations do, this is going to have a big impact on things, likely in favor of the Democrats. If it weren't bad enough for conservatives, the Republican Party has decided to self-destruct before firing a single shot at the Democrats, who are represented by a socialist and someone who's at the center of a serious federal investigation. God help us, right? 29.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.